Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and our study in James chapter 5, verses 1 through 3, titled, Ye Rich Men. This is Pastor Greg, and I'd like to invite you to contact us. You can send your email to bbfohio@protonmail.com, or you can write to us and send your letters by U.S. Postal, along with any check or money order contributions that you'd like to send to support this ministry. Make those out to Bible Believers Fellowship, and send those to P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. You can also contact us or donate at our website, bbfohio.com. And now we begin with the current events update, and then our study in James chapter 5, verses 1 through 3, titled, Ye Rich Men. This is part 1 of 2
for our current events update. Headline reviews in the news. Number 1, a little good news, temporary injunction that could bring permanent relief in New York. A federal judge today, or maybe yesterday evening, I think, federal judge grants injunction against the New York COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. Now, that's good news. And also, if you didn't see it, or you weren't here, whatever, go back and watch our current events update Sunday, because we also shared with everybody the fact that there is no actual mandate. The federal government hasn't actually put it in. What they're doing is just basically deceiving everybody like they always do. That's why a lot of people are calling this the COVID-1984. Because a lot of what's happening is nothing but deception. And I showed Jenny a video, and it's a little too fast-paced, or I'd show it here. Couldn't hardly keep up with it. But somebody showed from the time that they first announced the vaccine to now, they originally were telling everybody it would be 100% efficacious, 100% effective. And then week after week, it shows it's gone down, 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 down to the point where now they don't even really think it's efficacious at all. And these are the propaganda news sources telling you this stuff. So we're trying to, if nothing else, hopefully everyone learns that you can't get the news on the news. So stay tuned, because this is going on with private companies. Boeing will require all employees to be vaccinated despite wary labor unions and conservative opposition. And it's one of the largest employers in the country. Where will this end remains, where this will end remains to be seen. But here's number 2. Meanwhile, the fake lying news media continues its battle against the truth. This was a headline. GOP lawmakers and Trump praised a Southwest Airlines anti-vaccine mandate walkout, which authorities say never happened. See, the Southwest said all of the pilots had to be vaccinated, and a bunch of them stayed home. Blue flu is what they call it when the cops do that. I don't know what they call it when the pilots do it. But so the news media immediately went into propaganda overkill, telling everybody that it was actually not anything to do with the vaccine mandate. This is just propaganda. That's all it is. COVID-1984. Southwest claims that technical air traffic control issues caused many flight cancellations. Problem with that. Somehow, all other airlines were not affected by air traffic control issues. You canceled a couple of thousand flights, and it didn't affect any other airline. Huh? Yeah, it's amazing. Southwest also claimed that weather was as a main reason for flight cancellation. Somehow the weather didn't cause any other airlines to cancel flights in the same cities where they canceled. And what it is, folks, is they really have become convinced that Americans are that stupid. And thankfully, I don't think all Americans are, but if Joe Biden didn't steal the election, we know that most Americans are stupid. Most voters are stupid, I'll put it that way. But they made that little sign there. But this is just amazing because it goes hand in hand with the fact that Satan is a deceiver. We're in the last days. We're right on the precipice of the rapture and the initiation of the mark of the beast. And so we would expect that we're going to see deception. But it's so thick now. It's just amazing. I just didn't know it'd get this thick before the rapture. And it's thick. But in the meantime, we are going to continue to report and you decide. All right, we're going to read the first three verses of James chapter 5, titled Ye Rich Men. And don't think we have any of those here tonight. Ye rich men, James 5, 1 to 3. I'm just going to have you read all three verses with me as we get into study. Go ahead and read beginning of verse 1. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. Amen? It's going to, as normal, as usual, these verses are still laying the groundwork for more to be said. But God is warning the elite, is how we would refer to as ye rich men. The elite is how they're referred to in our culture. Verse 1 said, go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. But, I mean, that's a obviously God-inspired call to the rich. Weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. But if they knew what was coming, would it really matter? I don't think so for mass majority. No. I want to start right off. We're going to read a few verses. I'm going to go have a few of you read for us. Olivia, would you read Proverbs 23, 4 and 5? And Charlie, read Ecclesiastes 5, 10 through 15. And Jim, who brought his extra special personal Bible with him tonight, Micah 6, 10 to 13. And Kim, James 2, 6 to 7. Johnny, Revelation 3, 16 through 18. And Stephen, Revelation 18, 15 through 18. And Jessica, if you could go to Revelation 18 and read 19 through 21. It's the seventh one, the last one for you. You're welcome. So, Olivia, if you're there, go ahead and read Proverbs 23, 4 and 5. Read it like you're yelling at Charlie.
Labor not to be rich. Teach from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves swing. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven.
So the thing of being rich, if I can say it right, you set your goals to be rich, and even if you get it, riches are fleeting. And when we say rich, of course, to be elite, you're in the millions these days. Tens of millions, really. There are a lot of millionaires, but you know, a lot of these millionaires are millionaires on paper. And so that's why, like in 2008, when we had that real estate bubble burst, there were a lot of people lost everything. And then there were a lot of them committed suicide and all kinds of crazy things. So that's the one thing about being among the rich is that just goes. And, well, of course, you can't take it with you when you die. Charlie, read Ecclesiastes 5:10 through 15.
He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity. When goods increase, they are increased that eat them. And what good is there to the owners thereof, saving the beholding of them with their eyes? The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. There is a sore evil which I have seen under the sun, namely, riches kept for the owners thereof to their hurt. But those riches perish by evil travail, and he begetteth the son, and there is nothing in his hand. As he came forth from his mother's womb, naked shall he go, shall he return to go as he came, and shall take nothing of his labor, which he may carry away in his hand.
You come into the world naked, and you leave naked. And how many times I've read stories and I've seen movies and heard stories as well. You have these ultra wealthy people and then they have their kids who don't have to work. And so what they do is usually get involved in things that are of no real use to anybody. They don't acquire any real experience or skills. And then when dad dies, they get the money. They don't know how to handle it. And a lot of them end up losing their minds of the stress of trying to handle all that money because when they were kids, they were sheltered and pampered and everything. So that's what you're dealing with there in Micah 6:10 through 13, Jim.
Are there yet the treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked, and the scant measure that is abominable? Shall I count that pure with the wicked balances, and with the bag of deceitful weights? For the rich men thereof are full of violence, and the inhabitants thereof have spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Therefore also will I make thee sick in smiting thee, and making thee desolate because of thy sins.
Now, again, as you read through history, you go back and read about the Gilded Age and, the Vanderbilts and Carnegies and all them. And a lot of their wealth was made literally on the blood and death of other men. And they just would chew people up and grind them like hamburger. And there was very little workers' protections or anything. There was no workers' compensation insurance. There was no real workers' rights and everything. And they even did it to children. And we're going to read more about that as we continue next week, next study, if Lord willing, and the church don't rise. But, it's a very eye-opening thing to go read history. And, of course, on pretty much anything. But reading about the people who became wealthy and how they got there. And how that it usually involved crooked schemes, paying off politicians, bribery, and abusing people. And that's just behind most of it. So where are we at? Kim, you read what we studied a few weeks ago in James 2, 6, and 7.
But ye have despised the poor. Do not the rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seat? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by which you are called?
Amen. I mean, how many of these ultra-wealthy people today, a lot of them are behind the abuse of the January 6th so-called prisoners that are being held without due process and treated like foreign. They're treating these guys that all most of them did was walk inside whenever they were invited by the police to do so. There's very few of them did anything destructive. None of them that I know of injured anybody. And yet they're treating American citizens just because they are not liberals and progressives and Antifa and BLM and all that. They are treating them worse than they treat Muslim terrorists caught on the battlefield. Just amazing. Why are they doing that? Because they're globalists. They hate America and they hate Americans. And they love what's coming. They love the Antichrist New World Order. Yeah. So, Johnny, read, speaking of, we're getting into Revelation there, chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. This represents the professing churches that will be here after the rapture. But it also is in general. Just notice what they say about these Christians by profession in the Laodicean church. Go ahead, Johnny.
So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich.
What? Read that again.
Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salt, that thou mayest see.
Yeah. And it's amazing to me, through the years I've heard preachers describe that Laodicean church and say that that's a backslidden church. And it's going up in the rapture and all that. No one is ever, as a child of God, as a Christian, you're not naked. You may not be right with God right now, but you're not naked. You're still clothed in the righteousness of Christ. And so this church in Laodicea, no matter what your teachers tell you, read what it says and go by what it says. It says they're a bunch of blind. We sing, I once was blind, but now I see. These people in Laodicea are blind, naked, and I go back to what he first read there. They say they're rich. And you look at these mega churches and these ministries that are accommodating the whole LGBT thing and never speaking out on stuff you hear here in current events and all that, never speaking out on what's going on in the world, just want to get along with everybody and everything. And I don't have a problem. I tell you, I've said this before. You won't hear me name a lot of names when it comes to preachers that I just disagree with. But I will name names when I think they're hirelings that are I'll just say this, fakes. And if you don't know this already, I'm going to make sure you know it tonight. Andy Stanley is a fake. That guy is as Laodicean, lukewarm, and disgusting as any preacher on TV today. And if you don't know that, you just have to take my word for it until you go out and do your research. Charles Stanley's son, Andy Stanley. And I hear a lot of Bible-believing Christians referring to him from time to time anyway. And like, I don't say anybody watching him, I think you ought to take some stock in your discernment meter if you're watching Andy Stanley and you don't think there's something wrong. I mean, that's beside this, the fact that he says that expository teaching is cheating. And he uses like the worst Bibles on the market. But even beyond that, he is so going into this woke stuff. I showed Jenny, just so she'd be a little aware of it. He had that Black Lives Matter thing going on his stage, and he was up there basically. He was talking about white people and how, you know, white people are all a bunch of racists and we just don't know we are and all that kind of thing. Yeah, and listen, I'm a racist. I'm a racist. And so are you. And I don't care who you are. If you deny being a racist, you're a liar. I will guarantee you there are people that just as soon as you look at them, you think something. Based on the color of their skin or the way their eyes look or how they sound when they talk or you name it, all these lists of things. You know, all these poverty pimps out there, they're all a bunch of racists. And see, that's the thing is that pretending, they're a bunch of hypocrites and they project. When they call you a racist, you better guarantee you they're a racist. All these guys going after Gruden. I'll never get his right. It's like our guy running for Congress is Casey or Kerry, which are Kerry, and I never can get it right. But anyway, let's go on to the next one, Stephen. You're reading Revelation 18, verses 15 through 18.
The merchants of the things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed with fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour so great riches has come to you now. And every shipmaster and all the company of his ships and sailors and as many as carried by sea stood before.
Now, how did these guys get rich? How many of you remember Revelation 17, 18 studies?
Basically, one of them was making merchandise of people.
But these rich men, now that's in verse 13. Yeah, we jump back a couple of verses before Stephen started. It talks about all the things they were involved with. It's the markets. But included with that are slaves and souls of men. And these elites are all involved in the sex slave trade. And they are all involved in the sale of butchered baby body parts and organs. And it says the souls of men because they are also involved in the major religions. And they don't care about your soul and you going to heaven. They care about using you like cattle. And that's what they're doing. And this is all tied in with the Vatican. And it's all tied in with what we call the Vatican billions, as has been called in. It's probably Vatican trillions now. But Jessica, go ahead and read verses 19 through 21.
And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich.
There's that word again.
Wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea, by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour is she made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets. For God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone, like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all.
Now notice there, first of all, in verse 19, there's that word again. They were made rich. And then look in verse 20. If you don't believe that this is tied in with the Vatican, then you can't really believe it means anything. Why? Because it says right there, rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets. For God hath avenged you on her. Now, the spirit of Babylon is what this is about. Mystery Babylon. So we always have to be careful and tell you this. This isn't Roman Catholicism and all Catholics. This is specifically the Vatican and those tied in with the Vatican on these things. And that includes a lot of other denominations and religions. Eventually, they're all going to be in bed together and under the final pope. Now, I just have to say this because it's not like anti-Catholic. I've been accused of being anti-Catholic. You can hear this same truth from Catholics. And there was a guy named Malachi Martin who was a Catholic who, based on the revelation that we're reading here, said the Roman Catholic Church is heading toward a day when the final pope will be the beast. That's not about all Catholics. That's about, it's like when you say the Antichrist is going to have Jewish DNA. He's going to be a pope in the Roman Catholic Church, but he's going to have Jewish DNA. That's not anti-Semitism. I didn't say all Jews are Antichrist, but the final one, final pope, will be Jewish, and he will be the Antichrist. Judas Iscariot was a Jew who betrayed Jesus. Guess what? Jesus was a Jew. The Jews were on both sides of this, good and bad. So we're not saying all Jews are bad when we point out that there are bad Jews. And there's going to be a final pope who's going to be the beast. And there's a website you can go on Rumble right now. It's called LifeSite News. Committed Roman Catholics. But watch their videos. And you'll see a lot of what I'm talking about right now. And so all these guys, Nancy Pelosi, where was she this week?